The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty.
Just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home. Settle down.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you for joining me on Frisky Friday. We've got some great weather ahead for this weekend. I'm super excited. Thank you for joining me here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I have Christina Leavenworth in the studio live. Google Christina Leavenworth, the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty, best realtors here in Pensacola. I'm so glad the work you do and the homes that you sell and how you're helping everybody here in this community, because home buying and selling is not an easy process. And if you don't go in with an expert, oh man, it can be rough. So thank you for the work that you do. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It is complicated. It's your biggest investment ever. So you want someone helping you, because there's a lot of money on the line, whether you're buying or selling, where we can really hold your hand. Mm-hmm. And we love it the most when, you know, people were like, hey, is it cool if we just like help you with all your inspections and your insurance? And like, just let us take the lead here. You know, if you need a rewire of your home, we'll contact the electricians. We'll meet them there. We like doing it all because that's what you hire us to do. And that's the service we provide.
Wow. How are you able to provide the service? Because I don't think most realtors can offer that. How do you do that?
We have a lot of energy. We drink a lot of coffee. You know, again, it's just making it as easy as possible for them. Right. Again, we take very seriously the job we were hired for. And we know that if we get an electrician over there, that electrician is going to give a fair price because of the business that we send them. They're not going to try to price gouge or anything like that.
Right.
And we've used them. We trust them. And that goes a long way. So we have a whole list of people to use and even people not to use. Mm. That's a new thing we've started doing.
Right.
Thinking about that, because a lot of times, like, you don't want to leave someone a bad review. That's just, that's not my personality. But sometimes if there's people out there not doing a good job, people stay silent about it. And we think that, like, hey, these might be some people you might want to avoid who have been known for maybe not finishing jobs on time or not answering phone calls, that sort of thing. And we don't want to, like, cause anyone bad business. But, you know, there's been enough times in the news where it's gone so far, and now those people are in prison.
Locally, yes. It's run rampant here a little bit. That happens a lot, and that's a shame. But thank you for doing that and covering that for us, because you know, what I was getting at is your team too.
My team, you have
such a strong team to where you can offer all these services to everybody 24/7 pretty much.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And we help each other out all the time. Where if someone needs to, you know, meet someone somewhere and someone's on the other side of town, we make it work. Mm. We have a full-time assistant that works for the team that can go out there. So we definitely divide and conquer that way.
Yeah. 437-1620 is our phone number. You can call or text into the show. Let us know if you have any questions. Are you thinking about buying or selling a home? If you're sitting there in your home and you're just thinking, ah, man, I could really change it up. You need an expert in your corner. Christina Leavenworth, the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Let's talk some of the nuts and bolts here, because this is one of the things that where I start hearing about it, my mind almost shuts off because it's too much information and I don't understand enough about it. But that's why you're here, and that's interest rates.
Yeah.
What's going on with this?
Man, how does this affect me? Last week just a smidge. So at the beginning of the year, all the analysts really thought that we would maybe be in the fives by the end of the year. Now all those analysts are saying, no way. Sorry, we made the wrong projection here. They are saying that they do expect us to be hopefully close to like 6.5%. That's what they're saying. And right now, here's your mortgage rate report for a 30-year loan without paying any points. That's when you buy down the mortgage. It's at 7.8%. That's pretty high. And we're seeing even a 15-year at 7.5. VA loans at 7.5. And then other government programs like FHA at 7.375. Yeah. And they go up and down, you know, a smidge. But we're going to tell you our real advice. You know, if you there's some builders out there giving 4.5, 4.9%, which is a normal interest rate. A normal interest rate, when you look at over the past 30 years, it hovers around 6%.
Oh, okay.
So we had those crazy low times.
Some people locked in the twos.
Yes,
and
I know.
Like,
and that's hard to give up.
Ooh.
For sure.
Yeah.
But what's so interesting is, so home sales are down overall across the country. They're down about 30% compared to the market highs we saw in, you know, 2020, 2021.
Right.
However, the homes that are selling, prices have gone up. Hmm. And it's this really weird economic equation out there. So homes have gone up about 4% year over year, which is a normal appreciation.
Okay.
During COVID and all that, that's when we saw these double digit appreciation. So we saw unprecedented appreciation. Mm-hmm. So, but at 4%, the ones that are selling are still making even more money, which is super interesting. So interest rates are up, but the homes that are moving, they're in good shape. They're in great locations, and they're priced right.
Do you think that more people are renting right now? Because I'm hearing a lot more about renting versus buying with the interest rates being so high.
So we're not as much in the rental space. I know that we're still having a lot of people buy. I think that probably some people that are maybe only going to be like military families that are here for 3 years in the past, they may have bought. Now maybe they're considering renting.
Right.
I could see that being a trend for sure, where it, you know, a few years ago they bought. You know, some of the military families were walking away with $100,000 in their pocket because they bought in 2018 and then sold in 2021.
Right.
It was a crazy time. And they were even joking. They're like, can we get all this in cash and take pictures of it?
And we roll around on the bed with it.
Honestly, they said that. And it was and that's amazing. It was great for them. So, however, over time, and we definitely coach and advise them saying, hey, like, how long are you going to be here? Do you want to turn this into a rental after? We talk about the big picture for them because we want them to be in the best situation possible.
437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions, comments. We've got some text starting to roll in.
Yay!
I'm here with Christina Leavenworth, the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Google best realtors in Pensacola, and you'll see her there. Talking about interest rates. If somebody is just hanging out saying, well, I'll just rent for a while until the interest rates get down to normal, and what do you say to them?
That is a double-edged sword because when the interest rates get down to, quote, normal, or if they go down, the wheels are going to come off. Everyone's going to be looking to buy a house. So then that's going to drive up prices even more. You're going to look at multiple offer situations. It's going to be a stressful process. And people say this, and it's cheesy, but it's like date the rate, marry the house. So there's plenty of lenders that are saying that they will not charge any lending fees if you refinance within 5 years of closing on your home.
Oh.
There will be some other fees that have like come with title and so forth, but you'll get a discount on that. And they have promised this, saying we will let you refinance. So in my opinion, I would probably, like, we already have a house, but if I was looking to buy one, I wouldn't let that stop me. Mm. I would look at, okay, hopefully it goes down, plan for the worst, it doesn't go down.
Right.
But if it does, I know I could refinance, and perhaps I'm getting a little bit better of a deal right now than I would when, everyone wants to buy a house. If it gets, so they're saying sometime next year, these analysts are saying that it will probably get in the fives, like high fives.
Yeah.
And at that point, they're saying it's going to be insane. Like, everyone's, because they're used to these 8% ones,
right.
5 is going to seem so sweet. And they're going to be, and even the people that are sitting at the 3% interest rates, that's not a big enough of, like, it's not 3 to 8. 3 to 5, they'll move up to that bigger house. They can handle 2% more. It's when they're having to handle 5% more, they're like, whoa, that's too much. So I think we're going to see a lot more market movement at that point.
Okay. This text came in. This is probably an insurance-related question. How often do you need to get a four-point inspection on your home?
So if you get dropped by your insurance company and now you have to reshop it, that is most likely when you're going to need it.
Right.
Most of them, you're good to go. And then they have it on file, but they may ask it at that point, or if you want to reshop it out. If you haven't had one in like 5 or 6 years and you're reshopping it out, you'll probably need to get a new one. But if you've had one within the past couple of years, you should be fine having that.
And
each insurance company is different.
Okay.
Some may say, oh, I need it within 90 days. And this really is when you are reshopping it out. If you're not reshopping it out, you are fine. Your insurance policy has you and you're good to go. We are seeing insurance rates come down a little bit.
Right.
Nothing crazy, but they are coming down, and there's eight new companies riding in Florida.
Oh, okay. Piggybacking off of this, what is a wind mitigation report, and why do we need one?
A wind mitigation report looks at your home strength pretty much in a hurricane. Mm. So they're looking at your roof, seeing, are there clips on your roof? Even if your home has been, if you've had a new roof on it, you probably, if you have an older home pre-2005, you may not have clips on it. That's something a general contractor puts in. Your roofing company will not add clips. It's where it takes it from like the trusses in your attic, and any general contractors out here, I'm probably messing this up, and pretty much clipping the roof to that because that makes it stronger.
Right.
That is my interpretation of this. And then they also look at your windows. Do you have hurricane shutters? Do you have hurricane impact windows? What do you have? It's seeing like how well your home can stand up to the wind. And that is important to insurance companies to see. And they look at that. So the 4-point is looking at plumbing, electrical, roof, other things that are on the 4-point.
Mm-hmm.
And random things. And then the wind mitigation is really looking at your windows, your doors, your garage door, and your roof, seeing like, hey, in a wind test, how is this going to do?
Right.
That's my interpretation of it. Insurance companies are probably,
no,
and that's not exactly right, but that is how I look at it.
That's right. From what I remember of my training in insurance, it was all the openings of the building. If all of those aren't covered with an approved hurricane protection device, then you don't get certain discounts. A lot of people have like little porthole windows and stuff in their houses, little cute little things. And a lot of the times, if you can't find something, approved for that to protect it in a hurricane, then that's, a liability. But yes, you're right. They showed me videos of hurricane clips versus non-hurricane clipped roofs. And in a strong wind gust, a strong hurricane, if you don't have those hurricane clips, the whole roof structure just can kind of lift off and go, and then you're just completely, exposed. But yeah, those hurricane clips really do a lot.
They do, and your insurance companies give you a good discount for that.
Yes,
so we do have contractors that we work with that will add hurricane clips for you. The prices are all over the place, so I don't even want to quote it there,
because
they have to come and check out your roof. How hard is it to access the roof? Everything like that.
Right. Somebody texted in, what is the capital gain tax percentage? This may be out of our realm here.
No,
but
I got it.
Okay. What is the capital gain tax percentage for selling a house that has almost doubled in worth?
So it depends if it's your homesteaded property. If it's your homesteaded property, the first $250,000 is exempt. If you're a married couple, I believe that is the first $500,000. So if you have a home that you bought for $500,000 and now it's worth $1 million, you would probably be good. Let's say it's now worth 1.5, there's an extra 500,000 there. Then that extra 500,000, depending on your tax bracket, I believe today's rates are around, it's between 15 and 20%. And this is, so that's what you'll be taxed there. However, depending on your tax bracket, that may be less than your tax bracket. If you're a 30% taxpayer, your capital gains tax is just that 15%.
Oh, so it doesn't matter how much you make.
There's something called short-term capital gains where that is your federal tax bracket, which is typically higher if you're doing that.
Right.
And again, talk to an accountant. I might be messing this up a little bit. This is my interpretation of it.
Yeah.
And so that is something to look out for. If you are flipping a home, or if it's an investment home you're selling, like if you have a home that was worth $200, now it's worth $300, they also look at, what did you put into it? So it's your gain. It's not just what you bought it for and what it's worth now. So if you put in new windows and put in different things, that is factored in here.
You can write all that off like on tax.
Well, you have to show it to them. So this is what I bought it for. And then I put in new windows. I put in new floors. I did this. So your $200,000 house, maybe you put $25,000 into. So now that makes what you've put into it $225,000. You're selling it for $300,000. Your capital gain portion will be that $75,000.
Nice.
So it's not the whole entire thing.
Okay.
But it's something you need to know. We talked to them about it. And your homestead exemption, you have to have owned the home for at least 2 years and lived in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you move out of the home, you've had to live in the home 2 out of the past 5 years. Okay. So if you're a military member, though, it's a little different. And then that gets more complicated.
Okay. All right. Well, keep those questions coming in.
I love them.
Yeah. Anything. Just ask us anything. Christina's got it. She can field these questions. 437-1620. Talking to Christina Leavenworth, the Leavenworth team at Leaven Rinke Realty. We've been talking about interest rates, and we just had a mortgage rate report there.
And you said please follow me on social media. Yeah. I always put educational stuff out there. I do this whole real estate news thing where I'm finding out the latest news in the area. And it's interesting stuff. It's always interesting facts. The other day, I saw that about half of people looking to buy, an important factor is being close to mom.
Oh, really?
Either moving mom near them or they're moving near mom, just because, as affordability gets crunched, mom can help out with the kids.
Right.
So that helps with, like, daycare,
child care. Yeah.
And then secondly, as mom gets older, they want to be close to be able to help as well. So I thought that was super interesting. Mm-hmm. So I find these little tidbits that are fun to share.
Yeah.
And also explaining, what are capital gains, talking about that type of stuff.
Right. Yeah. The best thing is to have your parents close as they age, because you can hang out with them and just, keep that kind of daily or weekly check on them. And sometimes, they move in and help out with the kids, which can save thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And then you know your kids are in good hands. What about pets? I know when people are searching for homes, sometimes they will not buy a home that may be right for them because it's not right for the pooch.
We definitely see that. People often say, I absolutely must have a fence. Right. What we tell them is a fence is one of the easiest things to add. So if you find dream home, you can always add a fence in the back. If we get it at the right price, you can always do that. That can happen in a weekend. And we coach them on that. And they're like, oh, true. That's a good point. But if we find a home with a fence, great. Mm. Or, if your neighbors both have fences on their side, all you got to do is the back one. Mm. So we definitely, people care about the dog for sure, but a lot of people really are looking out for family needs as well.
So that kind of brings up a little question to me, because I had to deal with this briefly in Tennessee. When you have a fence from the neighbor's property there, you said you can tie into that and kind of make that your back fence.
Yes,
sort of. Oh, that's
whenever there's a storm and a fence goes down, and again, if you weren't the one that originally put it in, it was three owners ago.
Right.
Sometimes that can get a little tricky, but usually most neighbors decide to split the cost.
Oh, that's
they go,
cool.
All right, like we were both using it. There's only one fence here, and most people play nice together.
Hmm.
Every now and again, you have someone saying, well, I didn't put it in. That's your problem. And
right.
Well, I didn't put it in either. It was three owners ago.
Hey, your fence fell and my dog is going to get out. And it's like, well, that's my fence. So I'll repair it when I want to.
I find that most human beings are pretty cool.
Yeah, I would say. I think most people are. We just hear about the bad ones.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they make the news.
I think one time I was looking at it, I'm like, I think it's about 5%.
Yeah.
Like really, like when you're thinking about people that sometimes just want to make everyone have a bad day, it's like maybe 5%. The 95% are great.
Yeah. And they just didn't get a good night's rest.
That's
all it is.
Yeah. And who knows what they're going through in their world.
Right.
So
yeah.
I always remind people of that. You never know what their story is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Somebody else's perspective and what they're going through could be a lot more than what you're going through. So definitely News Radio Pensacola, talking to Christina Leavenworth, the Leavenworth team at Leaven Rinke Realty. It's News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. Get your questions in before it's too late. 437-1620. Let's talk finances a little bit. Coming into this summer season, especially if people are thinking about going and looking for homes, what can they do financially to prepare for that process in case we get in a situation where, they're going to take the most qualified buyer first? They're going to take the one maybe with cash offers. I mean, what can people do to get ready financially to where they're coming to the table with something to play with?
Meet with us.
Right.
Sit down and meet with us, and we're going to really figure out what's best for you depending on your situation. At a bare minimum, even if you're a VA buyer, which is typically zero down, you still have some costs. Like you need to get an inspection. You need to get an inspection for insurance reasons. And for peace of mind, we don't want you to buy a home that has all these unknown problems that is going to cost you a ton of money later.
Right.
So you need to get an inspection, typically an appraisal. Like you need to have at least like $1,500 or so on the side, and maybe start saving for some closing costs. But we can evaluate that for you. Because like I said, a lot of the builders right now, and if you're interested in a new construction home, don't go to their open house and just go straight to the builder's rep. Say, I'm working with Christina Leavenworth and her team. Say that. That way we can negotiate for you and hopefully get you a better deal. We also, when you do that walkthrough, we know how to do these. Like, you might be kind of nervous about, like, oh, well, I don't want to, like, say anything about the paint. Oh, no. Yeah. Ours have blue tape all over them. We're looking at things that you may not know to look for. Mm-hmm. So definitely use us, because it's like the builders pay our commission. So you using us is just like a good thing for you.
Wow.
So if you go into a new builder and you're thinking about it, because we can usually get your closing cost 100% covered, we can get you a lower interest rate, and we can get you other perks, like maybe they will add a fence, maybe they will give you blinds throughout the house, and that sort of thing.
Different flooring maybe sometimes?
Yeah,
sometimes. I did that on my last house.
Yeah, depending on where you are in at the process, because they always have great deals, and they like working with us because they know that we're going to help those buyers get to closing and make it a smoother process for everybody. Yeah. So yeah, if you go into any new builder, just say, I'm working with Christina Leavenworth and her team, and either you can call us or they will call us, and we'll be like, oh yeah, of course we know Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll get a relationship going. And when I say you can text us anytime, like, I truly mean that. Like, we love helping you. We want to be the first person you recommend whenever a friend is saying they want to buy or sell a house. Give out our name. The number is 850-378-1260. And we truly want you to call that number anytime. When we say 24/7, we mean it. At 2 a.m., you're probably not going to get a response. But around 7 a.m., you will.
Right.
We'll be back in touch with you. Because, you know, we put our phones on silent when we sleep. So.
Well, yes, we all should. I try to not sleep with mine in the room at all.
That's
I'm trying
smart.
To do like a, what do you call that, EMF, electromagnetic field, like free zone when I'm sleeping. But I got to have my alarm. And, you know, what if somebody posts a really funny meme?
Yeah.
I got to know about it. Yeah. And you said that number was 850-378-1260, 1260 for Christina Leavenworth. If it's 2 a.m., then when they get the coffee going in the next morning, they'll call you. People are wondering about down payments, because a lot of promos say no money down, no money down. You can just walk right in. Is that a smart thing to do, or should people be saving a down payment?
It depends on your situation.
Okay.
I think for a lot of people, having no down payment, it gets you into a home. It gets you building equity.
Right.
Rent is 100% interest. Exactly. When you look at like different studies of scales of people that have generational wealth and people that actually have something to give to their children and can retire, I think 100% are homeowners overall, because you've been able to build equity. When you're renting, you're paying off someone else's mortgage.
Yeah.
Like, would you rather pay off your own or someone else's? So my standpoint is, if you can put more down, that's going to lower your payment. And it depends on what makes you feel more warm and fuzzy. Like Dave Ramsey methods.
Right.
You know, you want to have that 6-month, you know, emergency fund. So if you put zero down, I would keep the 6-month emergency fund versus like putting that toward your home.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a 6-month emergency fund and you have money to put down toward a home, I do that. Different types of loans, like if you're doing a conventional loan and you have less than 20% down, you're going to be charged something called PMI, which is private mortgage insurance, and it's going to cost you more.
That's like somebody living in your house rent-free, basically, and you're paying them to live there. Yeah.
So if you can put 20% down, great.
Yeah.
However, like VA has no PMI, and there's other programs out there that have no PMI, and you can do zero down.
Hmm.
And because we are real estate geeks and know everything about this stuff, there's tons of homes where even not VA, they qualify for something called the low income census tract.
Oh.
And there's no income limit. It has to be your primary home, but you can get in for zero down and no PMI.
Whoa.
So the zero down, though, like you're going to have to get the seller to cover your closing costs.
Okay.
And we can usually negotiate that in depending on, you know, how motivated they are.
Mm-hmm.
And then also you're going to want to have the inspections, things like that. So you need some money, but it's like a lot of times for military families, it is way cheaper for them to buy a house than it is for them to rent, because renting is, you know, first and last months and security deposit,
pet deposit. Oh my gosh.
All those things. Mm-hmm. And when they recently, I was helping someone on the Blue Angels, and he's like,
cool.
This is crazy. He's like, I literally am getting money back at closing. Like I'm getting $1,000. This is so strange. And he's like, how does this happen? I'm like, thank you for serving.
Right, exactly.
Thank you for serving.
Yep. Thank you for choosing Christina Leavenworth. Yes. The Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Google the best realtors in Pensacola and you will find them there. 850-378-1260, 24/7, 365. They're out here killing it. How many homes do you expect to do this year? I love telling people how many homes you sell.
So there's 30% less sales happening, and we are at this. We've sold the same amount of homes at this point this year that we did last year. Mm. I believe we're at like 75 right now. Wow. So if it stays on track, like 150 to 200.
Wow.
And that's in a down market where 30% of that market's been taken away. So, and we just say this because we do it all day, every day, and we love doing it. It's a full-time job. That's why it's like, don't be afraid to text us at 9 p.m. We really want to help. I want to help everyone in this community. Yeah. Like, I want you to tell your friends, like, call Christina and her team. We are here to help and know that you're in good hands.
Yes, Christina Leavenworth, the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinke Realty. Thank you so much. 850-378-1260. Thank you so much, Christina.
Thank you.